What is the plan if your conditions are not met to the letter? Then what? I guess we carry on as we have been, right? So, and yeah, this has apparently made Donald Trump say that that makes it harder to reach a trade deal and have more tariffs. And you know what? I couldn't give a shit about this anymore. Trump is a clown. He is doing exactly what he has said he was going to do from the beginning. I do not sympathize with our governments, with two governments attempting to negotiate with each other. I don't. I am concerned about the rest of the people that will be the victims of whatever decisions are made on our behalf. We are watching trans people be, you know, we're seeing the deaths of trans people, of queer people, of people of color. We are seeing people picked up off the street and deported. And what? We pretend it's not happening, or we ignore it and argue about simpler shit? What good are we, really? What good am I? I have that thought a lot. What good am I to anyone facing what these people are facing? Because it sure doesn't feel like much. And this is a, you know, this runs the risk of making this about me, and it is extremely not about me. But we need to really start to think about the things that are important. And if the things that you as a listener find the most important are whether or not we will have to pay more for eggs or whatever, I have nothing left to say. I will not convince you. You know, we talk a lot about how divided we are. And yeah, we are. We have made it functionally impossible to reach across for each other, and yet we still talk about how badly we need to reach across for each other. But I'm not convinced that anyone actually cares about doing that. I think everybody wants to be right and just see how it all shakes out. And, you know, those people are cool with the sacrificing of human lives to be right. And it makes me tired. It really does. All right, look, I will never pretend to be able to speak with authority about this kind of stuff. You know, but I need people to know what's going on. And if the only way you get that is from listening to this show, then I guess that's something. So we're going to move on. Pay attention to these stories. It's important. We've got music now from An Abstract Illusion, and after that from Sallow Moth. Lots of good stuff coming up, and then a little very brief introduction to part three of No Gods, No Masters coming in the second hour. And I hope you'll stick around for that. Anyway, No Dreams Beyond... Oh, no. No Dreams Beyond Empty Horizons, An Abstract Illusion, a brand new single from them, as well as a very exciting album announcement. So stay tuned for more of that. And so let's get into it. This is Abstract Illusion on Syrup Moose Radio. And yeah, let's do it. We'll be right back. Salamoth with Rune Milk Amulet. Before that, Abstract Illusion with No Dreams Beyond Empty Horizons. Oh man, Salamoth. That, for folks who don't know, is made, or is a, one of the many projects of the unbelievably talented Gary Brents, who I have now released an album against twice this year. And he just can't not put out excellent music. He also is Memorage and Gone Mage and about 700 other different things. If you are not familiar with Gary Brents, get familiar. All right, we are creeping up here on the end of this hour. I've got one coming up here from Abrupt Decay, I believe from Alberta. Very excited that they've got some new work out. Second hour of the show, we are going to play part three of the documentary No Gods, No Masters, which has been a historical look at anarchism over the last 3 weeks. I hope you have enjoyed that, and I hope you will seek out the documentary because it's an excellent documentary. Or go back and listen to the other two parts if this is your first episode. I would sure appreciate it. I also released an EP with the extremely talented Homesick Ghosts. It came out on Friday, August 1st. Make sure you check it out. It's called Nature is Healing. It is on streaming services. It's also on Ampwall, ampwall.com/a/megafauna, and on Bandcamp at themegafauna.bandcamp.com. It's probably on YouTube and stuff. Megafauna with Homesick Ghosts. Nature is Healing. Very proud of it. I think it came out beautifully. And I hope that I get to work with Homesick Ghosts again because it was a lot of fun. One more reminder, August 9th, that is this coming weekend, I will be performing at Bulkley Valley Brewery with Luna Flora, with Elysium, and Download History from Terrace. Extremely excited to be able to play the brewery. It starts at 8. It is $15. I am up last. It's going to be a hell of a night. Please come out, make it a big deal. You get to see me perform live if you missed me at the music festival. Also, I will be at Deckfest August 16th with some really exceptional local artists, including Dead Sexy, who I mentioned already, Ezra Beaton Band. I'm excited. I've heard a lot about this Ezra Beaton, but I have not had an opportunity to hear their music yet, so I'm looking forward to that. Also, Earthstar, another one I've heard a lot about but haven't quite yet gotten to see. Me, Megafauna, Keith Cummings, Mark Z, Hoop Dancer and DJ, and DJ Mind Funnel. That is the lineup for that show. And I believe the day before, there is a warm-up show. I am not on that show. I apologize. I don't know the lineup for it. But I can look it up because this is a professional operation. I want to say Highbush Caribou's playing at it. Here we go. Yes, so the day before, I believe. Here we go. All right. Deckfest warm-up show at Smithers Brewing Thursday, August 14th. So that is 2 days before with Highbush Caribou and Deathanol. I haven't seen Highbush Caribou yet, but I have seen some Deathanol. You've got to go check out Deathanol. Absolutely incredible act to see live. That one at Smithers Brewing on the 14th. If you want to know all the things that I'm doing all the time, you can feel free to follow me on social media or just go to themarsh.ca and click around. There's lots of stuff there. All right, we got Abrupt Decay, The Illusion of Our Choices from their new album. And when we come back, it's going to be time for No Gods, No Masters, Part 3. You are listening to Sierra Moose Radio, and this, my friends, is, is Abrupt Decay. Enjoy.
where I live and the country that I'm from, and I feel a gratitude for everything that I've been given. But then the realization of the other side of the coin hits. The illusion of choice is shattered. We're all randomly assigned to be here. And the harsh reality is that we have more than enough in our world, but still don't give a fuck about the fact that people are forced into sweatshop labor for cents, or that a third of the world is struggling for food every night. I don't understand how we've grown so accustomed to this. Callousness has grown over our humanity, and we can just consider this our new normal.
Syrup Moose.